After more than 4 years of near constant construction on three separate projects, officials in Brandon say the snarled traffic that caused headaches for local residents, businesses, and anyone trying to drive through it is over. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, the town is ready to show off its makeover.
Today, the sounds in downtown Brandon are noticeably quieter. The streets are paved, traffic is moving. It's a welcome change compared to what things were like 6 months to a year ago.
This is wonderful.
Bernie Carr is executive director of Brandon's Chamber of Commerce. The two of us are standing in front of the downtown gift shop that he and his wife have owned for more than 40 years.
Now, this is all new because we have sidewalks where we never had sidewalks before. We had curbs where we never had curbs before.
Is it kind of exciting?
It's very exciting, yeah. We can't wait to see the village dressed up in its Christmas finery with the beautiful new street lights and the new snow. And yeah, it's very exciting.
He and a lot of others in town are happy because for the last 4+ years, this central business district has been repeatedly torn up, first with bridge work, then with construction on some adjacent land near the town office, and finally with a project that really tore people's hair out, a 30-month upgrade above and below Route 7. With a price tag of more than $29 million, Carr says it was the most costly municipally managed construction project in the state. Brandon Town Manager Dave Atherton says crews worked in stages to reroute and replace the entire length of Route 7, where it twists and turns through town. How would you have described the traffic flow, say, a year, year and a half ago, when things were at their peak?
The traffic wasn't flowing. We had, I think, four different spots of construction on Route 7 at once, so it was pretty slow moving for a year.
Atherton says there are still a few small things that need to be finished, but at this point, he says the Route 7 upgrade is 96% completed, and he and Carr believe all the headaches of the past several years will be worth it.
This project gave us 1.3 miles of brand new infrastructure with water lines, sewer lines, storm.
Those stormwater upgrades are important considering the devastating flooding that occurred in Brandon during Tropical Storm Irene.
We have a new traffic pattern, which I think is going to be safer.
Carr says they redesigned parking to make it more flexible and buried electrical lines so the historic part of town isn't cluttered with utility poles and wiring.
All new concrete sidewalks with brick decorative edging to them, trees, beautiful historic streetlights.
80% of the work along Route 7 was paid for with federal dollars. The state kicked in 15%, and Brandon residents covered the rest, about $1.4 million, according to Carr.
So that's a lot of bang for our 5% buck.
Not everyone is happy, however. Driving into Brandon from the south, it's hard not to miss the question painted in bright white letters on the side of Stan Sherwood's house. It reads, "Better for who?"
Yeah, because we had been here for so long, and to see this kind of a change to our property, it was sad.
Sherwood's house sits low on a sloping lot alongside Route 7. And he says the noise and machinery he and his neighbors have endured the last 3 years was nearly unbearable. But what really bothers him is all the trees he lost in his front yard. They were cut so the town could install a massive sand filter for stormwater runoff.
There are a lot of big trees in town. We didn't like to see them go. We were happy the way the town was.
But local resident Stephen Zorn likes the changes and thinks they'll help the town grow.
Yeah, no, I think we're all pretty optimistic about Brandon now.
Like Stan Sherwood, Zorn says the last several years have been difficult. Zorn sold antiques and gifts for 10 years at a shop called Found Objects. He and his business partner decided to close down the store 3 years ago and wait out construction. He says they plan to reopen next spring.
And, you know, we depend on tourists. We depend on people coming through town to shop in our shops. But I know a lot of businesses are really suffering as a result of the construction.
But town officials say no businesses left or closed permanently. And they say some entrepreneurs saw the infrastructure upgrades as a reason to move to Brandon.
It was definitely attracted us as we were looking for a town to open this brewery in.
That's Riker Wyckoff. He and Pete Brooks opened the Red Clover Brewery in downtown Brandon a year ago, and both say they saw the downtown's revitalization as a plus.
There seems like there's progress being made and like forward momentum, and you know, the whole narrative of building a better Brandon, it was a nice encouragement for us.
A new distillery recently opened up the street, and a clothing retailer opened a second shop downtown. Stephen Zorn hopes others will follow suit, and he's looking forward to seeing more visitors in town again.
So, yeah, I think this will really help. I think people now coming through it after seeing it under construction for so long are going to see it, you know, gleaming now, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Brandon.